Almost 1,100 people cast their vote on the first early voting day for the election on March 3rd. Though that number is a little low, Joshua Price, an election commissioner for the county, says the rain was largely to blame. For this year, 11 early voting locations are available. That's two more than offered before, with the John Gould Fletcher Library and the Hillary Rodham Clinton Children's Library opening its doors to early voters. Price says more sites mean fewer geographic gaps with no polling places.
We really just want to make sure we're removing any obstacles that may be in the path of Pulaski County voters and make it easier for them to vote and make the process as expedited and simple as possible. So where we saw gaps, we thought, let's go ahead and fill those gaps and see what areas are willing to be an early voting site.
The primaries moved to March as opposed to May also means the commission is short on poll workers, according to Price.
Normally, we have about 1,200 just kind of in our bank of poll workers. We normally lose about 20% every election cycle just because they either age out or they move or they just can't do it anymore. I think right now we're at 900 and something. We really need about 1,000 to be able to conduct the election as smoothly and efficiently as possible.
Price says they're looking for workers from all party affiliations. Those interested in becoming poll workers can find more information on the Election Commission's website. Sarah Kellogg, KUAR News.